Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
You must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Paige.
Hey, Paige, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I think my brother's wife, who, for the record, I never liked, is cheating on him.
Oh, okay. Well, no, what is your brother's name?
Dan.
Okay, and what's his wife's name?
Becca.
Becca, okay. So you say you never liked her?
Never. Not when they were dating, not when they were engaged, not even now when she's part of my family.
Have you told your brother this, like that you can't stand his wife?
I mean, the most I've ever said to him was when he was about to propose and I was like, make sure you're ready. But that's it.
So this Paige woman is your sister-in-law, and you just pretend to like her, even though you'd rather spit nails in her face.
Yes, I would love to do that.
Okay. What exactly don't you like about her?
She's just, like, disrespectful to Dan. She's rude, she's judgmental, and she's just really phony person.
Okay. Well, and, well, you forgot one other thing. She may be cheating on him.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the story on that. So I was at Target last week and I ran into an old student. And as I was catching up with her, Becca comes up to me and gives me a kiss on the cheek and says, I can't stay and talk. I wanted to say hi because I saw you from across the store. So she does all that and leaves. And the student looks at me and she says, do you know that woman? And I said, yeah, why? And she goes, I work at a fitness center. And she goes there and everybody on staff thinks she's sleeping with our manager and he's married.
Oh, wow. Okay, so she goes to this gym and the manager is married.
Yeah, and Becca is sleeping with him.
Wow, are you sure about all this? Like, how certain was this former student that it was definitely that lady and not someone who looks like that lady?
Well, I asked her, I was like, tell me the details. And she tells me that she goes to the gym. And at first she would hang out in the manager's office, but they would close the blinds and lock the doors. And then that turned into she would come to the gym, work out for a few minutes, then leave. And all of a sudden, our manager would leave a few minutes later for his lunch break.
Oh, I see. So the problem is, this could be a very real thing, or it could be just work gossip around the gym, which is usually about as reliable as 10th grade gossip. So we don't know for sure that this is happening.
No, but if I find out it is, then trust me, all the fake niceness is going straight out the window.
Okay, so you want us to find out if this woman is definitely her and if she's definitely sleeping with the manager?
Yes.
Okay, I think we can do this. I would say it's pretty safe to assume you have your sister-in-law's phone number, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and then one more question. Do we know this manager's name, the manager from the gym?
I only know his first name. It's Craig.
Okay, that's fine. I think that'll work. Okay, sit tight for a second. Get that phone number for us. I think we have a plan that will get the truth out of your brother's wife one way or another when we come back.
Hello?
Hi,
Hi, can I speak to Becca, please?
This is Becca.
Hi, quick question. Do you go to the gym over at in Virginia Beach?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and do you know the manager there? His name is Craig.
I think I've met him before. Who is this?
This is his wife. And I just want to let you know that he just told me everything that was going on between you two. Yeah, so I know that you two have been sleeping together. I know you've been coming to see him, and he leaves for work, and I know where you've been going. And here's the thing. I'm going to make you the deal of the century right now, even though what I'd really like to do is ruin your f***ing life the way that you ruined mine. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so here's the deal. I know you're married, and trust me, it wouldn't take me long at all to look up and find out who your husband is and tell him everything. I'm going to make you a deal. I will not do any of that if you promise to end this affair immediately. I have been with Craig too long and put up with too much bullshit to end this marriage. Now, I've talked to him, and he said he's done with you, so I need you to tell me that you are done with him too. Otherwise, I will find your husband, and I will tell him. So do you agree with this deal?
Okay, well, first of all, I am so sorry about everything. I mean, when it started, he told me he was divorced. He said he wasn't married. I mean, I found out he was lying, but it was too late because by that time we were already involved. And
you are cheating on my brother. I f***ing knew it. I should have told him to not marry you when I had the chance. Oh,
snap! Hey, Becca, are you still there?
I'm sorry. What's going on here?
Hey, listen, this isn't really who you think it is. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And we're calling you because it's Dirty Work Wednesday. And your sister-in-law, Paige, asked us to find out if you were cheating on your husband.
Okay.
See, it's extremely hard to get a woman to openly admit she's cheating on her marriage on live radio. So sometimes you have to trick them into admitting it, which you just pretty much did.
Oh, my God.
You better get a good divorce lawyer.
Please. You think your brother's so perfect? I know he's been talking to other women, too. It's not just me.
No, I hope he is. I hope he's talking to other women. He needs to find a good one, because trust me, sweetie, it ain't you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.